crave for gold? Why is there this lust for gold? Put a charm around a lady's neck. Wish I'd never heard of gold. Why is there this lust for gold? There is more life than gold.
Welcome back to Crash, Are You Ready? This is your host, George Whitehurst Berry. And today we have a very special guest to continue to expose the HIV/AIDS scam in our continuing series on this terrible scam that's been foisted over on the American public. Today our guest is John Lauritsen, and John has had firsthand experience with academic suppression of the truth in the HIV/AIDS scam. So, John, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you. I'm here.
All right. And could you tell our listeners what is your background, and describe the process by which you came to doubt the mass media so-called orthodox theory propounded by Robert Gallo that a retrovirus, which as Dr. Peter Duisberg says, retroviruses are the most harmless viruses known to exist. They are so benign, they are passed from mother to child. So Dr. Duisberg says if a retrovirus could cause human immune deficiency, we wouldn't be having this interview today. We'd all already be dead. So how did you come to doubt this preposterous theory that a retrovirus can cause human immune deficiency?
Well, my background is that I studied social relations at Harvard, which is a interdisciplinary major. And it got me into being a market researcher, survey research analyst. And that's how I made my living until I retired, which actually was very good for seeing through what you call the AIDS scam, good word. In the early 80s, when the first few cases of so-called AIDS appeared, I read every single article published, and there weren't more than a dozen or so at the time. And I could see that some of them were intelligent, but the government, it was clear that they didn't know what they were doing. So
Or maybe they did.
Well, maybe they did. Okay. I was naive too, but I thought I could help them, partly being a gay man and partly being, an expert in analyzing statistical data. So,
well, now that's an interesting approach, because we've had Dr. Bauer on, which has given statistical data which totally shreds the HIV/AIDS scam. The vast majority of HIV cases, for example, are diagnosed in the big cities. However, of course, the HIV test does not itself test for HIV. It tests only for general immune response. But the vast majority of AIDS cases diagnosed are diagnosed in the rural South. So how can you have an infection vector where you have the so-called infecting agent 90% or so in the big cities, and then the vast majority of the so-called disease in a completely different area of the country? It's just the more you know statistically, the more insane the whole theory becomes.
Well, that's true. And even the early ones, so-called epidemiology is really survey research. The difference is that the epidemiology is done either incompetently or dishonestly. And that's a long story. But It became very clear to me in the early 80s that it's doubtful if there really was any coherent disease entity called AIDS. You know, the whole, there was no rational definition.
Well, they still never found this so-called culprit. They've never found the so-called retrovirus that's supposed to cause this human immune deficiency even more than a quarter century later. So,
right. Well, that's a good question. Basically, you know, I very early came to the conclusion that so-called AIDS was not infectious. So regardless of, you know, what the agent might be, you know, it clearly was not infectious. But as far as isolating HIV, I mean, that's a big controversy here. I use different terminology instead of saying isolating, which gets you into a lot of technical stuff. And I try to avoid what I call technobabble, you know, getting into a lot of molecular biological stuff. I would just say nobody has ever even once demonstrated HIV infection, even in a single person. And what you have to then say is, what do you mean by infection? And simply a common sense or logical definition of infection would be you've got to find the infectious agent, and there's got to be a lot of it.
There has to be statistically an infection vector, which there is not.
Right. I mean, molecular biology can find genetic sequences, you know, hidden in cells and stuff. But, you know, to find a genetic in sequence and say, aha, this is part of what was once in a whole retrovirus, you know, I'm sorry, there are other explanations. But if
Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I'm sorry, if they're really what's called viremia, meaning the plasma flooded with all infectious viruses, the whole thing with the little protein coat and those little knobs and all that stuff, then it could be isolated using different techniques. It could be photographed using the electron microscope. And
correct.
You
where are the photographs? And if you doubt this, listeners, go try to Google it, which I did.
Right.
Go try to find the photographs. I mean, they should be plastered all over the net. They should be all over Wikipedia. Try to Google. Just go Google try to find the pictures and see what you come up with.
Well, I have. In a sense, it's an exercise in propaganda because there are plenty of pictures, but they're all artists' renditions of what they think HIV should look
well,
like.
Well, we're talking about pictures like under the electron microscope,
right.
not drawings, actual pictures. So I looked, you know, in my course of research for these series of interviews.
Well,
supposed picture, which was supposed to be a T cell being attacked, but it never showed the actual mechanism of attack. It just said that's what it was. And I, you know, again, where's the picture of the retrovirus that's attacking the T cell?
My favorite thing there, I attended a talk Gallo gave at Columbia University. And sitting in front of me was one of his bodyguards with a large gun, you know, on the left side.
Why would he need a bodyguard? Why would this servant of humanity need a bodyguard? I mean, he's saving millions of lives, ha-ha. We'll be back after the break.
Oh, sorry.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today. How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right, we're back with John Lauritsen, and we've had on this program John as such distinguished guest recently as Charles Geschechter about the AIDS scam in Africa. We've also had David Resnick, who designs things like protease inhibitors, and he pointed out that if there ever had been some kind of retrovirus, it would have already been killed. Now he didn't design the inhibitors for the so-called AIDS virus. He said, thank goodness I didn't, because he would have had that on his conscience. But he said if there ever were any such thing, it would already be dead. And again, as Dr. Duisberg said, how can you have something that's passed from mother to child cause human immune deficiency? We wouldn't be here having this interview. So let's zero in, John, on your area of expertise, which is the statistical data. What did you find in your research? And then also, let's zero in on the academic suppression or suppression of the truth that you personally encountered in your search for the truth about the HIV/AIDS scam.
Okay, first let me just finish on the slides. Gallo
yes,
showed
course.
A slide, first of all, of a cell with a little bump on it. And he said that was HIV budding from a cell.
Then okay, now let's back up for 1 minute. This,
let me just finish.
Let's do the setting for this was a this was you were at
Columbia
lecture?
Talk that Robert Gallo gave.
Okay.
Okay, and then the second slide was simply like a drop of water splattering. It was just a big slide that you could call splat. And Gallo said
okay.
This was a cell infected with HIV that had exploded. The cell exploded. And then he said, now how can anybody doubt that HIV is the cause of AIDS?
Well, I saw Godzilla on TV, so how could anybody doubt Godzilla
right. Exists?
Well,
that, of course, is just total madness. I mean, it's just a slide that looks like splat, and it could mean anything in the world. But anyway, the statistical thing, I tracked, you know, all of this stuff. The main thing is that AIDS for a quarter of a century has remained pretty much in the United States in two risk groups, gay men and intravenous drug users. So even in the early 80s, it was clear that this is not characteristic of an infectious disease. If it were, it would spread out in the general population, and it never did. You know, I could go into a lot of technical stuff, but it's, you know, hard to describe briefly on a talk show like this one.
Well, it's even curiouser and curiouser because in Africa, it's supposed to be a heterosexual disease, whereas here, it's supposed to be primarily a homosexual disease. So,
yeah, I just
it gets even
Africa.
More and more absurd.
Yeah, Africa has really nothing to do with what's happening here, so I just ignore it. I mean, I think that's the best thing. My first AIDS article was in February 1985, which makes me by far the longest-running AIDS dissident journalist. And the point I made there was that CDC had consistently lied about its risk factor statistics. They had completely covered up the role of drug use among gay men and made it look, using a very dishonest form of statistics, as though sex was the leading risk factor. And in fact, the first few AIDS cases among gay men were all incredibly heavy drug users. All kinds of drugs, poppers, but also everything including cocaine, heroin, and all the other things. And I made the case, which still stands, that at least for the early AIDS cases, that drugs were almost certainly the cause rather than an infectious agent.
Well, again, if you have somebody who is using those deadly toxic drugs, their immune system has been correspondingly, depending on the degree of usage and their own natural robustness, their immune system has been compromised to the degree that they're using the drugs. So, again, the logical explanation should be the first one that people would think of. However, logic seems to have been thrown out the window.
No, you're exactly right. And the other risk group, intravenous drug users, we've known from 100 years that intravenous drug users, especially the opiates like heroin, get lung disease. They die of pneumonia. And so these people with so-called AIDS, the intravenous drug users, were dying for the same reasons and exactly the same ways they were dying 100 years ago. And you know, that's part of the scam thing there. Nothing whatsoever new about it. And yet the intravenous...
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, part of the way that that the government and the AIDS industry have killed gay men and intravenous drug users is by giving them false information on risk reduction. So gay men were told that it was okay to use poppers, and intravenous drug users were saying, go ahead, keep on shooting up heroin, just make sure you use a clean needle, which is, you know, homicidal information to give them.
Well, again, there are cases of individuals who have been robbed for their shoes an area of high crime where those might be expensive basketball type shoes or whatever, which might cost like $200, you know.
Yeah.
So there have been people killed, literally killed for their $200 shoes. This is a multi-billion dollar situation. So what might some nasty people do for a few billion dollars?
Oh, well, I mean, we live in a, what would I say, society where people are killed for a pair of sneakers. I mean, it's I live in a fairly safe neighborhood for Boston, but there are other neighborhoods that I would not care to walk in, even in broad daylight.
Well, we're talking a lot more money than the homicide that occurs for somebody's expensive shoes. When we're talking about a multi-billion dollar industry. Now, the truth does not fear investigation. So what have they got to hide? We'll be back after the break.
If you experience sudden bouts of joint discomfort, swelling, and redness, especially in your ankle or toe, you are not alone. Millions of Americans experience joint discomfort caused specifically by a buildup of crystallized uric acid in the joints. This can hinder your daily activities like walking and sleeping, and can keep you from enjoying your life until you try Urisinex. Urisinex is formulated to supplement the uric acid balancing nutrients you may not find in your everyday diet. As part of a healthy lifestyle, Urisinex helps relieve bouts of joint irritation while promoting your healthy joint comfort and control. No negative side effects, just lasting relief. For the past 4 years, Urisinex has helped people just like you from all over the world, with millions shipped to date. Call 1-888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 1-888-434-8534. Or visit 4fitlegs.com. That website is the number 4fitlegs.com. And remember, ask how you can get Urisinex for free today.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Galea, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Do you suffer from aches and pains in your knees, arms, wrists, or elbows? Is it difficult to get out of bed in the morning because of joint stiffness? Have you been looking for a safe, natural alternative to help ease your pain? If so, you need to visit solartherm.ca. Solartherm, the pain care you wear, is a patented ceramic fiber support technology that holds in and reflects your own body heat, soothing those sore areas. Solartherm is extremely light and comfortable to wear and increases blood flow to the affected areas without the use of toxic chemicals. Imagine being able to finally relieve the aches and pains in your elbows, knees, wrists, back, and more. So forget about messy creams that have an unpleasant smell. Try Solartherm, the pain care you wear. Call them today at 1-877-747-6664. That's 1-877-747-6664. Or visit them online at solartherm.ca. That's solar, T-H-E-R-M, solartherm.ca.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Our government has handed over billions with no strings attached and no accountability to the very bankers who created this whole mess we're in. Millions have lost their jobs to corporate corruption and mismanagement. Trillions in savings, net worth, and retirement accounts have been lost by investors and homeowners. When you really look at all the theft, crimes, secret organizations, and pervasive corruption going on, it's enough to make you think of your second favorite F-word, food. Food, the F-word that we had all better be thinking about. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633. By the way, I assume your first favorite F-word is faith. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
We're back with our guest, John Lauritsen, and listeners, there is a link in the guest section for today with John Lauritsen's website. Again, there are many excellent articles on John's website exposing the HIV/AIDS scam. So I would urge all of my listeners to go to my website, hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com. Look in the guest section and in today's guest section and link over to John's website, or you can go directly to John's website, which is virusmyth.com. That's virusmyth.com/AIDS/index/jlauritsen.htm. Now, I will also, if it's all right with you, John, I'd like to open up the second half of today's program to callers. Is that all right with you?
Yeah, the first, my own personal website is paganpressbooks.com/JPL, or all okay. Lettercase, paganpressbooks.com/JPL, and I'll go to my AIDS section there. I think, you know, the internet and radio programs like yours are almost the only two cracks in the wall of censorship. I don't think we have truly a free press in the United States now.
No, we have a corporate press. That's very different from a free press. The international banksters that control the parasitic debt money system own the major networks. So they have a spectrum of so-called debate where there's no real debate at all. The real issues are never even brought up. And we certainly find that's true in the field of economics, which is the heart and soul of my Truth and Money series. Again, we see the same pattern. We see pattern recognition. We see the same type of suppression. When I interviewed Dr. Duesberg, he pointed out that, you know, there are cracks in the dam. I believe it was the June 2008 issue of Discover magazine had a feature article on Dr. Duesberg, and Jean Linzer, I believe the lady's name was, who wrote that feature article, was stunned to find out that top scientists around the country privately agree with Dr. Duesberg that a retrovirus cannot cause human immune deficiency, but they are afraid to speak out. So we know what happened with Dr. Duesberg. The veteran listeners know, because he was, he is, even according to Robert Gallo, the world's leading, Dr. Duesberg is, even according to Robert Gallo, world's leading authority on retroviruses. And so when Gallo came out with this preposterous theory that a retrovirus, which is passed from mother to child, can cause human immune deficiency, Dr. Duesberg says, "Excuse me, Robert Gallo. In that case, we wouldn't be around to discuss the issue. We'd all be dead." At that moment, in the 1980s, all of Dr. Duesberg's federal funding dried up, and he's never gotten a penny in grants to this day. On the other hand, Robert Gallo, according to Dr. Duesberg, is getting something like $30 million a year in grants just from the federal government alone. So, one has to ask the question, are they just really that incompetent? Is anybody that stupid? Or do they know what they're doing? And my own opinion is that they know exactly what they're doing.
I agree with
when
you.
When they cut funding to Dr. Duesberg and fund a Gallo $30 million a year, they know exactly what they're doing.
I think one reason for the censorship, obviously, is the billions of dollars. That's very real. But in academia, I've learned that academics cannot ever admit they were wrong or that any of their friends were wrong.
And most scientific discussion is not very scientific.
Well, my latest book is called The Man Who Wrote Frankenstein, and I won't go into it except that it's a heretical literary criticism work, which has been very well received by non-academics, also Camille Paglia. But they've done nothing but sandbag me, the people who teach it. And none of them give a single argument against what I've said.
But, well, that's typical. Character assassination is the only tool they have, because the last thing they ever want to do is discuss the facts.
But
and they use spin language. They use spin language like HIV denier. The word deny implies in English refusal to accept a pre-existing fact. And this is typical of the manipulative spin language they use. My response to that was Aristarchus was a Ptolemaic denier.
Well, my response is that I don't give a damn if I don't go out to injure people's reputations for the hell of it, but the motto of my college is Veritas, truth, and scholars are supposed to tell the truth. And if it gets down to the crunch of whether or not someone's reputation is hurt or whether I tell the truth, I tell the truth. They don't like that.
No, they certainly don't. And I've had research, scientists in, when I was at a cafe discussing casually, you know, just mentioned to me, quite frankly, that if they didn't get the result that the sponsor who shelled out the money was looking for, they wouldn't get the grant for the research.
Well, that's true, too,
so,
yes.
Again, science is not supposed to presuppose a result and then alter the facts to fit the result.
These people are never punished. I mean, I exposed years ago.
They're rewarded.
The phase
never
two,
punished. Gallo's getting $30 million a year.
No. But the phase two AZT trials were revealed as fraudulent, and the FDA itself found out that fraud was committed. And yet the people who committed the fraud, the criminals, the murderers, are still riding high. Robert Schooley in Boston was one of them. No one was ever punished, and AZT was put on the market on the basis of fraudulent research. I mean, this is a criminal matter. And yet...
Okay, now, this is a new wrinkle because we've had previous programs where the deadly nature of AZT has been discussed, of course. AZT, for you new listeners, which is more than half of the listeners we have now, AZT was what they were prescribing to people like Arthur Ashe, who's now dead. AZT was not originally designed as a antiretroviral drug. It was originally designed as an anti-cancer drug. And the crazy theory, crazy in my opinion, was that because cancer cells multiply faster than normal cells, hopefully, the AZT would kill the cancer cells before it kills you.
Yes,
now,
that's correct.
The AZT's sole purpose is to prevent DNA replication, to kill human tissue. That's not a side effect. That's not an unintended consequence. That's what it was designed to do, to prevent DNA replication, or we could say to cause human immune deficiency. We'll be back after the break.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
We know identity scams have grown in the past 6 months because identity thieves are working overtime, taking advantage of this economic crisis. I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. I talk to people every day about identity theft, and I know a lot of you are scared and nervous. I'm here to tell you, you don't have to be. Another identity is stolen every 3 seconds, but you can have the security and peace of mind that comes with being protected by LifeLock for just pennies a day. LifeLock is number one in identity theft protection because we work to stop identity theft before it happens, or we fix it at our expense up to $1 million. Don't spend another minute worrying. Call LifeLock now.
Get instant protection by calling 1-800-884-1295. Call right now and you'll also get 30 days absolutely free. That's 1-800-884-1295. Get the peace of mind LifeLock provides today. Use promo code FREEMONTH. Call 1-800-884-1295. Again, 1-800-884-1295.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Right, we're back, and as we were going into the break, would it be reasonable to infer that any AZT or any other drug which was specifically designed to prevent DNA replication could be said to cause human immune deficiency? Is it reasonable to infer that any drug which effectively prevents DNA replication, if used long enough, could be said to become the disease where the drug is the disease? Well, I think so. John, what happened to you in your quest for the truth?
You're perfectly right. AZT can cause AIDS diseases, but briefly, it's a poison. And the issue of fraud, a whole chapter in my main AIDS book, which is called The AIDS War, goes into it. And the book is still in print 16 years after it was published.
Okay. And then in some of your personal experience, have you had, obviously the book is still in print, but what has been your personal experience in speaking the truth in this HIV AIDS scam issue?
Well, I've taken a great deal of personal abuse, including death threats. But on the other hand,
death threats.
Death threats. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
In other words, a phone call. Don't be surprised if you don't wake up in the morning. Click. That sort of thing.
Okay. More than once or just once?
More than once.
Okay, and this is for your efforts at seeking the truth. Well, again, the truth does not fear an investigation. So what do these people have to hide? We've got a few minutes left here. Would you like to open this up for callers who might have a question for you, John?
Sure.
Okay. The number to call is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231, and we're in the final segment of the program, but we do have a few minutes left for callers if you have questions on the HIV-AIDS scam for John, 1-800-259-9231. And then what was the name of the book, AIDS War?
Oh, yeah, the book. This is my main AIDS. A big book. It's called The AIDS War.
All right.
It's all
now you had. I notice that on the first link that I gave out to the listeners, which is on my website here on online.com, the link over to the virus myth homepage. There is, as I go down here, 1991, the AIDS War. So if I click on that, that will give, that gives a synopsis of your experiences. And again, that's expanded upon in the book, The AIDS War. So that you can get a synopsis of the book, and I would urge my listeners to seek the truth yourselves and get a copy of John's book, The AIDS War, because the more we find out about this scam, the more we realize just how we badly most of us had been duped. So that is available right on the link that I have posted on the website. So you've been at this now a long time, since you said the 80s. So
since 1985, yes.
Okay, all right, you have been fighting this fight for the truth for a long time. Could you give any suggestions for others who are interested in seeking the truth on this issue, other than, you know, the website here, which obviously has a lot of good articles on it? How should they go about seeking the truth, and what can they do to bring the truth to light? Because literally, people like some of our previous guests, for example, the designer of the protease and things like protease inhibitors, David Resnick, says that the AIDS test should be banned because it's resulting in people getting killed. And why?
Right.
Because the HIV test does not test for HIV. It tests for general immune response. And
a pregnant woman
can be diagnosed negative before the pregnancy, or immune system goes up during the pregnancy, and then somebody can have a cold, the same thing, negative, positive, negative. So again, then they're just prescribed these toxic drugs in which the drug could be said to become the disease. So,
okay. You want my advice? I can make it short and simple.
Okay.
My personal website does have links, so I would say the most current links are on my website on the AIDS pages.
Okay.
But there are two things. Number one, do not take the AIDS, so-called AIDS test. You know, there'll be pressure put on some people, especially gay men. Don't do it. If you do it, don't believe a word of it. Secondly, regardless of it, do not yourself take an AIDS drug or allow any friend of yours to take it. Do anything at all to prevent their taking AIDS drugs. Basically that, and then deprogram yourself or other people so they don't believe not just a scam, but also psychological warfare, a type of almost black magic that has been a curse, voodoo, hurled out against gay men.
Well, the whole thing is certainly, if one wants to be charitable, the whole approach of the establishment is not very scientific at all. And again, if one has nothing to hide, it should be very scientific. But the AIDS test, the so-called HIV/AIDS test itself, is a scam because it doesn't test for the retrovirus. It tests for antibodies to a retrovirus they've never found. So, in any case where one's immune system is up, they can show positive. And then after the cold or the pregnancy passes, then it can show negative again. So the whole thing itself is a scam. The statistics are ludicrous, laughable. When you have the majority of the so-called infecting agent being diagnosed in the big cities and the majority of the so-called diseased persons in the rural deep south, it's crazy.
So let me give you Fauci admits that 90% of the people who would be positive on the so-called antibodies test have never been tested. And of the people who are diagnosed as positive, half of them cannot take AIDS drugs because they react so poorly to them. So 95% of people who are, you know, supposedly HIV positive are not taking AIDS drugs. These people remain perfectly healthy. The 5% who take the AIDS drugs die eventually, and in Massachusetts, the leading cause of death among people who are HIV positive is liver failure caused by the drugs. And yet these people never get AIDS. They have a cute little term for it called death before a diagnosis. They're killed by drugs, and they never get AIDS.
All right. Now, we're unfortunately, we're out of time, but that was fascinating. You mentioned that the fraud about the whole AZT and the lack of prosecution itself. I mean, that's incredible. And again, for more information, go to John Lauritzen's website or link over to John Lauritzen's website from my website here at online.com. John, thank you so much for being on the program.
Well, thanks for having me.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
The IRS is skimming the wealth of the American people for the Wall Street bankers. Taxpayers are being raked over the coals and forced to pay for bailout after bailout. First we went after the Fed, now we're going after the Internal Revenue Service. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back. Every zip code, every post office, nationwide, one purpose, show me the law. Visit showmethelaw.org and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now at restorerepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the federal income tax. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back.